This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part 3 of a message from 1 Corinthians 1, beginning at verse 26, about God using weakness in your life and in mine. We talk about three people this week, Moses and two others. We started with Moses from the book of Exodus, where Moses, whether you know this or not, was slow of speech, had a speech impediment. And yet God says, Moses, I want you to go before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and demand that he let my people go. You didn't even know that, perhaps. We'll continue exactly where we left off yesterday. I don't know if Moses was tongue-tied. I don't know if he lisped. I don't know what kind of speech impediment. It may have been minor. It may have been severe. But when God tells Moses to go to Pharaoh, we forget this. Moses was slow of speech. And also, the Bible says this about Moses. Most people don't even know this, that Moses was the meekest man ever. You know what meekness means? It's somebody who doesn't demand their own way. Moses would not have made a good union negotiator. Moses would not have made a good representative for management in labor management disputes. He would not be someone you'd go to be your lawyer, because he was the meekest man on earth. That's how he's described. He had a speech impediment, and he goes to the Lord and said, I can't do it. And I love what the Lord said. Who gave you your mouth, Moses? I did. What have you thrown up to the Lord as a weakness and say, Lord, I can't do anything for you because of this, this, or that? The Lord would say the same to you. Who gave you your life? Who gave you what talent you do have? Who gave you the capability and the capacities that you do have? I did. And the Lord said to Moses, I will tell you what to say. And Moses also had the help of his brother Aaron, who was a spokesman for him. God provided a way. I think of Moses as a person who was meek and weak, had a speech impediment, had a handicap, and God used him to lead the nation Israel out of Egypt. God used his strength in the weakness of Moses to demonstrate his power. That's the first example I want to give you. I want to give you a second one. It's called Gideon. Gideon had a 99% reduction in manpower, yet defeated the enemy. That's the second one, if we could bring that one up. Gideon had a 99% reduction in manpower, yet defeated the enemy. Rather than read it to you, I'm just going to tell you the story out of Judges 7. Gideon had an army, I think, of 32,000 men. 32,000 men. God said, that's too many to defeat the Midianites. I don't want you to use 32,000 men. So through a series of providential events that most of you are familiar with, and you can read that in the book of Judges, the 7th chapter this afternoon, he reduces the army, the size of the army, from 32,000 down to 300. Said, take the 300. And they were able to defeat the entire nation of Midian and their army, because God wanted to manifest his strength in 300 men so that Gideon wouldn't boast later, my army of 32,000 took care of the problem. God said, I'll demonstrate my strength through the weakness. 300 better than 32,000. I want to give you a third one. If we could bring up David, the example of David. David defeated Goliath with a small stone. I don't know if you realize the extent of the David and Goliath story. We've heard it since childhood, that I find that a lot of adults kind of look at it with this nostalgic look, and David and Goliath, and we really don't appreciate what was involved here. Goliath was a giant of his day. Goliath was considered a warrior extraordinaire. He was considered probably a man who had killed hundreds, maybe even thousands of people in battle. Well, we'll continue with part 4 of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. I want you to hear the story of David. That's crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.